text. This is a short one. And I'll read it. Only three verses. So Luke 6, chapter, beginning in verse 46, I guess it's two. Four verses, actually. So again, we're in Luke 6, verse 46. And again, the theme is kind of preparing this. And you can see that goes through. But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I said? Verse 47. Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you whom he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently against that house and could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock. But he who had heard and did nothing is like a man who built a house on the earth without a foundation, against which the stream beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. So again, a very short parable, but the message is in preparation. You know, the wise man built his house on the rock and can't sing this little song, but, you know, certainly, wise man, he builds in preparation for the flood waters that are coming. Well, we've seen some flood waters here in the past few weeks, and you can kind of see circumstances that some people are in. I don't know if they were wise or foolish, but sometimes their houses get swept away, and even people who made better preparations are affected by that. But be that as it may, the message again in this short parable is looking ahead to those hard times, those floods that overwhelm us, possibly. But if we're on the rock, then we will withstand the floods that come into our life. So, I hesitate to get into the other one because it's a tougher one, but we'll go there. And I'm not going to talk about it much. In Luke chapter 16, I haven't spent a lot of time in this parable, so we'll just kind of read it. This parable is there's lots of possibilities for misunderstanding what the message is in this one. And again, as I read through it, I said I'm not very familiar with this parable, and possibly you won't have the same reaction. Let's read through it and again. Remember, the theme that we're looking for this morning is preparedness. So, again, we're in Luke chapter 16, and beginning in verse 1. And he also said to his disciples, there was a certain rich man who had a steward, and an accusation was brought to him that this man was wasting his goods. So he called him and said to him, what is this I hear about you? Give an account of your stewardship, for you can no longer be steward. So, this guy who was in charge, a steward of his master's goods, was accused of being cheating or misappropriating goods. Verse 3. And the steward said within himself, what shall I do? For my master is taking the stewardship away from me. I cannot beg. I'm ashamed to beg. So this guy's got a dilemma. He's kind of read between the lines there. He's old, possibly. I cannot beg. So he's not suited for physical work. And he doesn't want to beg. So what's he do? Verse 4, I have resolved what to do, that when I am put out of the stewardship, they may receive me into their houses. So he called every one of his master's debtors to him and said to the first, how much do you owe my master? And he said, 100 measures of oil. So he said to him, take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50. And then he said to another, and how much do you owe? So he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said to him, take your bill and write 80. So the master commended the unjust steward, took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now five of them were wise and five were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, a cry was heard, "Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. Then the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "No, lest there should not be enough for us and you. But go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Surely I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming." So there's the reading of a parable. A couple things we can agree on before we look at some of the things here that people disagree. We can agree on who the bridegroom is. The bridegroom is the Lord Jesus Christ, of course, as he is stated in many different places in the New Testament. Now, so beginning to here is kind of where the complete agreement ends with the bridegroom. A couple things you run into here first is what do these 10 virgins represent? Some commentators suggest that they represent the church. Now, the problem with that is the bridegroom is coming to meet the church. These people seem to be outside of that sphere, outside of the church, which kind of presents its own problems. responsible for our own relationship to the Master when he comes. And we can't, at the last minute, say, pick your example. My parents were good church-going people. Don't I get a break here? Or, I went to Sunday school every Sunday and sat in church. Can't you cut me a break here? Now, the point is, we each have to have our own relationship, and we can't buy it from somebody else. Now, then we see that when the bridegroom comes, he invites in the five that have their lamps, and then the door is closed. While they went to buy, the other five were sent away to go buy this oil that they ran out of. The bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. So, this indicates, there will be a time after the Lord gathers together the church, gathers together the faithful bride, so to speak, that the doors of salvation. Salvation will be shut. And in verse 11, afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, surely I say to you, I do not know you. So again, these are always the ones that have made false professions. And after the door of heaven is closed, they won't be let in. The Lord knows that they didn't know him. He does not know them. And then the rewarding in verse 13, watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour